There's nothing you could do or say that could make me stay. Not even if I wanted to. Not even if I would. And after what you put me through, I don't see why I should. Not even if I wanted to. Not even if I wanted to.
Getting a little countrified there at the end of our set here on Revolution Rock. We heard from Doug Paisley. Doug Paisley, of course, has been known for making great countrified music for a while here. We've actually heard something from his latest release, Say What You Like. We heard the song, If I Wanted. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we're bringing you, up till 9 o'clock, some great rock and roll music. You're going to want to stay tuned for the rest of the episode. We have new music from King Khan, throwing back some vintage music from Blue Oil, as well as newer releases from Liquids, Motorbike, and more. But calling back the rest of that set, before Doug Paisley, we heard from an artist who we've played a couple times on the program so far, Amos the Kid.
Yes, and we heard a track from their latest release called Enough As It Was, and we heard the song Well Water. Part of that, we heard music from Wax Mannequin from their latest album, The Red Brain, and then we heard the song Even Then. As we mentioned, we caught them performing at Fog Lounge last weekend, and it was great. And he sometimes performs just by himself with an electric guitar or acoustic. He was with just an electric this time, accompanied by some visuals. And, he said that he's interested in coming back. He plays Windsor often. He's interested in coming back with a full band, which would be really something. Highly recommended to see, regardless of what the band situation is for Wax Mannequin, a great musician from Hamilton. Part of that, we started off with brand new music from Grian Chatton of Fontaines, D.C., who put out a new solo album called Chaos. Chaos for the fly.
Chaos, actually.
Chaos.
Chaos. You're trying to sound like you're from Dublin. I don't think it's working.
I wasn't trying to, but...
We're sorry, Graham. We didn't mean to insult you that way.
Did you say chaos? I said chaos. I've never said chaos before.
Well, you did right now on air where everyone was hearing you.
Now it's recorded for the eternity of time.
And for all 15 stations that are syndicating this program.
Thank you
to listening to our nonsense every week.
Tell us how you pronounce chaos.
I think they are going to pronounce it the correct way.
Chaos.
Well, it is chaotic the way you're pronouncing it. But anyway, from that album we heard Farrelly's, again, the first solo record from Grian Chatton, who is, you know, the lead singer of Fontaines D.C., a band that we've been following for a long time here, pretty much from the start of their career. This is great. And as I said before, very often I don't find solo records justify being a solo record. It just seems like it's an extension of the band's discography here. I really see why Grion decided to make his own solo recording. The arrangements and the music are very much unlike what you can expect from Fontaine's DC. But with that said, if you like the songwriting, if you like the type of intensity that you get with that band, it's going to be here just in a different way. Expect a lot of Britpop influences, 60s pop, as well as bands I would even compare to, let's say, Radiohead or Noi as influences on this record. Excellent stuff, though. Again, the solo record is called Chaos for the Fly, not Kiosk, or the Kiosk for the Fly. That's in the mall, I guess.
Yeah, don't go there. Well, you can if you want to, but I don't know if you'll find this album
lots
at the kiosk.
Lots of honey there.
You may find it at the record store
or
the music store. Let's continue, though.
Before we alienate the rest of our listeners, we should probably just get to the next block. Oh, and I love this. One of my favorite albums, hands down, of the year, Manzanata.
Yeah, Shauna Cleveland of La Luz. And you were just talking about how you like when people from a well-known band do something solo that's completely different. I would say that also applies to this record. More in the folk tradition, although there's elements of what makes La Luz La Luz, and Shauna Cleveland really does a great job here branching out with her style.
And I think it also just shows what a strong guitarist she is, because oftentimes in the full band, I don't want to say she's drowned out, but you definitely, I think, lose the nuance of some of her playing. Here, just hearing her finger-picking style and the sort of chiming guitar sound she gets, it's amazing just to see what an incredible guitarist she is on her own. This is actually, I believe, her second solo record. Both are worth checking out, though, absolutely.
All right, and I agree, and you should, too. Let's listen to some music from Shauna Cleveland. This is Mystic Mind to start off this set here on Revolution Rock.
A very mystical set ending off the last block there. Dave, you're Dave, and Dave,
oh,
I'm Adam.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I'm Adam.
Are you doing okay?
Good. Oh, the music in the background is just kind of messing up my night, but you know what? It's good. Folks, we are Revolution Rock. Despite the incoherency that you just heard, we normally play with you from your Saturday evening, 7 to 9. Great rock and roll music, and we're actually calling back some of that which we heard in this set. Probably the most varied of the program. We actually ended off with probably the most rock and roll song that we heard in that set, aside from maybe the one preceding that. New music from The Retail Simps.
Yeah, band based out of Montreal. And we heard a track called Weapon of the Mystic. This is the lead-off single from an upcoming release they're going to have called Live on Cool Street. Now, I don't believe the album actually is live, but that is the name of the album. And it's going to be coming out later this year in September.
I think they had to play it live at some point.
Well, it hasn't been clarified. Before that, we heard music from Tandoori Nights. This, of course, is Shotgun... No.
No, you Bloodshot.
Bloodshot Bill and King Khan. And they put out this EP, I believe, in June. And it's really great. And they haven't put anything out in a while, except for a single a couple of years back. And apparently they also recorded a full-length album. King Khan was in Montreal for a while. And... they recorded this album. So the album's going to be coming out apparently later this year, but we heard a track from this EP. The song was called Mr. Executioner. Now, the name of the EP I might have trouble pronouncing.
Hangama and Kamashi.
Okay, I guess it's not that difficult. but really cool stuff there from King Khan and Bloodshot Bill. Prior to that, we heard music from King Khan. He put out another jazz album, and this came out not too long ago. His first one was backed by the Sun Ra Orchestra. This one, a different ensemble of musicians, but kind of in a similar vein of jazz exploration from King Khan. We heard the title track from his album, The Nature of Things.
Now, I do want to mention, since you brought up the Sun Ra Orchestra, we actually had the chance to check them out last night at the African World Festival that was happening over in Detroit. A fantastic assemblage of musicians were performing there. We'll talk about another group that performed there a little bit later in the program, but if you ever have the chance to check out Sun Ra, the Sun Ra Orchestra, which has carried on since the passing of Sun Ra in 1993, it is well worth it. Such a fantastic group. They do different iterations of some songs they've recorded in the past, and that, just from what I saw and witnessed, I felt like I transferred myself through space and time. It really was fantastic.
It was great.
And no wonder King Kong collaborated with them. And as I said, it was a very varied set because we had some garage rock, we had some jazz, and then we had some country before that.
Yeah, we heard the latest from Deer Tick. They put out a new album. I don't remember when their last one came out. Was it the mayonnaise one, the double one?
I believe so.
Yeah. So that was a couple of years back. Anyways, we heard a track called Gray Matter from their latest release, Emotional Contracts. And then we started off that set with newer music from Shauna Cleveland of La Luz. She put out a solo release, her second full-length album, and I feel this is her strongest, Manzanita, and we heard the song Mystic Mine to start off that set.
And I like this because we began with a song with the word mystic in it, Mystic Mine, and we ended the set with a song called Weapon of the Mystic, so we had a mystic bookend, if you will.
Mystic bookend has no end, really.
That's deep. Not as deep as what we're about to hear, though. Getting into some music that's been stirred up from the past, featuring Blue Oil. Now, this is a band that actually came about from Quebec in the early 1980s. They were actually the first all-female punk band to emerge from Quebec, and thankfully, their discography, while very limited, has been unearthed and compiled onto